Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plankins here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey, and there is a lot to talk about now. The Panthers are heading to the Stanley Cup Final. They'll take on the winner of the Western Conference Final, where, well, that plays tonight. It'll be either the Vegas Golden Knights or the Dallas Stars. Vegas leads that series 3-1. As far as when the series begins, well, if the Western Conference Final ends tonight, if Vegas wins tonight, then the Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights would begin on Wednesday night in Vegas. Games 1 and 2 will be in Vegas. If Dallas wins tonight and prolongs the series, then the Stanley Cup Final wouldn't begin until a week from tonight, Saturday. So that's how things look as far as the schedule is concerned. All the schedule information, there are two scenarios. All the dates are laid out. There's just a difference in when it would start depending on what happens tonight in that Western Conference Final game. FloridaPanthers.com/playoffcentral is your place to go for all of the information as far as the Panthers in the Stanley Cup playoffs and in the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers playoffs are presented by our friends at City Furniture. The Panthers swept the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Final to punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in team history. They did that with a dramatic 4-3 victory back on Wednesday night at FLA Live Arena. So we are going to recap that and the rest of the Eastern Conference Final coming up here in just a few moments with highlights from Game 2, 3, and 4. The last time we spoke to you on the Panthers Insider Show, the Panthers had just a 1-10 lead. All we had was that 4-overtime marathon from Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final in the books. So since the last time we spoke to you on Panthers Insider, Games 2, 3, and 4 happened in the Eastern Conference Final. We'll get highlights from all that action coming up here in just a moment. We'll also have a lot of sound coming your way. We're going to hear some post-game reaction sound from Paul Maurice, from Matthew Tkachuk, from Alexander Barkov, from Sergei Bobrovsky following Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final. We've also got some sound coming up from the media availability on Thursday, the day after the Panthers had clinched a berth in the Stanley Cup Final. We'll hear from Nick Cousins, Eric Staal, Sam Reinhart. So lots to get to as far as player and coach sound is concerned. And also, I was joined yesterday. I did a conversation with Billy Jaffe from NHL Network, covered that entire series, the Eastern Conference Final, for NHL Network and for Sports USA's national radio broadcast. So he was there every step of the way for that series from the 4-overtime marathon through Game 4. And we'll get his national perspective coming up in segment number 2. And you can watch NHL Network analyst Billy Jaffe on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup Final, including live from FLA Live Arena. So Billy Jaffe's going to stop by coming up next segment. Again, the schedule It's not set in stone, but there are two versions of it, and it depends on what happens in tonight's game. FloridaPanthers.com has all that information. FloridaPanthers.com/playoffcentral. So go there, check it out, and get yourself familiarized with the schedule. And I know we're all going to be watching that game tonight, the Western Conference Final, just to get a look at how things play out, get a look at the potential opposition for the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final, and, of course, to see if indeed the Vegas Golden Knights punch their ticket tonight. If they win that matchup, then it'll be Vegas, and the Panthers will head to Vegas to start the series coming up on Wednesday. If Dallas wins tonight, then they hang around a little bit longer, and we'll have to wait and see. And the Stanley Cup Final wouldn't start until a week from tonight, Saturday night, and it would be in either Vegas or Dallas if the Dallas Stars are able to pull off something historic. Remember, they went down 3-0 in that series and then won Game 4 to force this Game 5 tonight in Vegas. Let's get into hearing first some montages, some highlights from the Eastern Conference Final. Then we'll get a chance to hear from some of the players and Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. But the Panthers, after that marathon Game 1, they won it in quadruple overtime. Matthew Tkachuk, that's going to be one of the top goals in Panthers history forever, no doubt about that. Game 2 came around in Raleigh, and this one back on Saturday was another tight game. Here's how it sounded on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Bahura in front of open Barkov between the legs, deeks back, and he scores! What a move by Barkov, and the Panthers have tied this game at one. He was set up perfectly by Mahura, and Alexander Barkov has tied the game.
Off the draw, Panthers have Reinhardt, near point Montour, down here on the near side, sweeps it around, far boards, Burns, pressured over there by Sam Bennett. Bennett's got the puck. Bennett into the right circle, out in front, Reinhardt, back door, and they score! And it's Matthew Tkachuk, the overtime winner! And the Panthers take game two! They lead two games to none! It only took a minute and 51 seconds! A power play goal in overtime! The Panthers win it 2-1! Matthew Tkachuk again ends it!
Matthew Tkachuk, the hero, back-to-back games. The Florida Panthers, hurricane warning. Panthers are always prepared for hurricanes, and they fend off another one.
That one done in overtime as well, and it was Matthew Tkachuk once again with the game-winning goal. So that gave the Panthers a 2-0 lead. They took both in Raleigh to start the series. The series shifted back to Sunrise for game number 3 on Monday night. This one, another close one, and goal scoring was at an extreme premium back on Monday in game 3. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
And it's Sam Reinhardt taking the draw. Puck pulled back. Near point, Montour down here on the near side, then down behind the net. Bennett off to the near corner, Tkachuk. Tkachuk in front, Reinhardt a shot, top shelf, he scores! A power play goal! Sam Reinhardt just under the crossbar, and the Panthers strike first, just past the game's halfway point. It's 1-0. Cousins will clear, this bounces into the Carolina zone. The final seconds tick away, and it's a 32-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. The Panthers take game 3. They take a 3-0 stranglehold on the Eastern Conference Final, and the Florida Panthers are one win away from a berth in the Stanley Cup Final.
Clinical!
A 1-0 victory for the Panthers here on home ice tonight, and they take a 3-0 series lead.
They don't ask how, they just ask how many.
And at that point, it was a 3-0 lead for the Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final. As they put the Carolina Hurricanes, they back against the ropes there. Well, the Carolina Hurricanes at that point were in a situation where they would have to do something historic if they were going to come back, but the Panthers weren't going to let that happen. Carolina, very good opponent. Hats off to them. They battled the entire series, but in Game 4, once again, I know this sounds like a broken record. It was a close one again. Came down to one goal, and it was Matthew Tkachuk once again with the eventual game winner. Here are the Game 4 highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
In front for Hagee Barkov, Duclair. Oh, what a save made by Frederick Anderson. Got a piece of Duclair, the rebound, and he scores, and Anthony Duclair gets the Panthers on the board. 41 seconds into the game, he picks up the rebound and catches in. Anthony Duclair, Panthers lead 1-0.
What a setup in front, and what a brilliant save first by Anderson, but it was Duclair there to pick up his own rebound, and he comes up with a huge goal, and the Panthers are in business early in this one.
Going to be Verhage to the near circle. Wrist shot blocked off the end boards. It's going to be picked up by Burns, and he'll play it out the line. Held in Verhage. Forsling. Right side Ekblad. Bounces one in front. A shot. They score!
And it's Matthew Tkachuk from right out in front of the net. 2-0 Panthers. A power play goal with 9:37 to play here in the opening frame.
Eric Stahl, the near side. Lomberg got around a check, but the puck did bounce away. Lomberg fights to get it back. Can't feed in close. Eric Stahl in front of the net. Colin White.
Lomberg, and he scores! And the Panthers take a 3-2 lead! What a setup in front, and it's Ryan Lomberg there to bury it! The Panthers are back up a goal! Ryan Lomberg makes it 3-2 with 10-11 to play in the second.
Tkachuk out at the right point covering. 15 seconds in regulation. Tkachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Tkachuk in front of shot. He scores!
He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds. A power play goal for Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers are 4.3 seconds away from an Eastern Conference championship and a trip to the Stanley Cup final. Can you believe it? When the chips are down, when the stakes are the highest, it's number 19 in red. Coming through for the faceoff from center. They'll put the clock to 4.9. The puck is down. The puck rolls over the Panthers line down to our right. The final seconds tick away. This one's over. The Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup final. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions. They sweep the series in four. A 4-3 win. Late game heroics from Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup final for the first time since 1996. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions. Take it all in, folks. The run continues, and the Panthers knock off another one of the National Hockey League's heavyweights, the Carolina Hurricanes. A 4-3 win.
We'll never get tired of reliving that one from back on Wednesday. That was Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Panthers ousted the Carolina Hurricanes in four games to move on to the Stanley Cup Final. And how about that road the Panthers took to knock off Boston in seven, Toronto in five, and a four-game sweep of Carolina. Three legitimate Stanley Cup contenders that the Panthers were able to knock off there on their way to the Stanley Cup Final and their second Stanley Cup Final in team history. Let's get into hearing from some of the folks involved. Here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice first on the field toward the end of that game.
It was such an unusual game. It was the opposite of the first, well, I'm going to say four because we played four games, right? So tight. The game was a bit loose and hectic a little bit at times, right? There was offense to be had that we hadn't seen before, and then there was tension on our end that we hadn't seen before. But at that number on the clock, we're pretty sure it's over. A lot of tension on the call, waiting for it to come in, and then pretty good release.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there on the feeling late in that game. And of course, Matthew Tkachuk scored that goal. It wasn't an overtime goal, but it may as well have been. There wasn't much time for Carolina to do anything after that. Gave the Panthers the 4-3 win. Here is Matthew Tkachuk, who scored that eventual game winner on the game-winning goal in Game 4.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I gave it to Rhino, and he shot it, and I think he just got a shoulder on it, went in the air. It was Barkey. Me and Benny were kind of like in the front. I was behind the net a little bit, and Barkley had a great like fake where he froze everybody and gave it to me, and I had just a ton of room and some time to get across and put it in. So I don't think that, you know, a lot of people contribute on that, like Rhino to start it, Barkley at the pass, Benny at the net. So it was fairly easy for me to just put it in.
So Matthew Tkachuk talking about that eventual game-winning goal. Here he is on the team continuing to embrace that underdog mentality.
Well, we have tons of support now, but I still think not many people believe. I mean, like, the people in this area support and believe in us, but to tell you the truth, there's not many people out there that do still. And we know that we've played some really good teams so far in this playoffs, and we know that the next team is going to be unbelievable as well. You know, more points, more wins, more whatever than we have. So kind of that similar feel of being the underdog and trying to prove people wrong again. And we know what we have in there. We know how to play. We know the right way to play. We know what makes us successful. And being in it with the guys and seeing the belief and seeing just the calmness to us is really something special. Like, nothing rattles us. I mean, they score with 3 minutes left. You'd think that, you know, here we go. Like, what's going to happen? But it's like the opposite. It's so fun to be around, and like, it's just so fun being at the rink right now. We got a few weeks left of this, and it's going to be, we talked about it in the room, going to be the best few weeks of our lives, hopefully. So something that we're all really excited for.
Matthew Tkachuk there. Here's Alexander Barkov. He was asked after that game about being the first Finnish captain of a Stanley Cup finalist. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I didn't know that. That means a lot, of course. It's hard to explain right now. I know it just happened, but it feels great right now. I'm not going to lie. And maybe later after the season or after the career, I'll probably like understand what really happened, but I don't know what to say. Like, it's not just like me leading him, leading everyone in our room, like brothers, everyone, like Bob, those guys are the leaders as well, and like with them it's so much easier and so much more fun to play and to come to the rink, like you said, to come to the rink every day is so much fun.
So Alexander Barkov right there. Here is Sergei Bobrovsky, who posted unbelievable goaltending numbers during that series once again, the series against Carolina, just like he did against Toronto the series before. Here's Sergei Bobrovsky on that Carolina series in the big Game 4 win.
Yeah, it's definitely been fun run so far. Play lots of good hockey, you know. Got together as a team very close and showed the resilience. Tonight was a big game. We are lucky to have Chucky, you know, on our side. He knows how to score big goals. His composure, and he's been great for us all season. And tonight he stepped up at the perfect time.
And one last soundbite before we get to the end of the segment here. Eric Staal speaking at the media availability on Thursday, the day after the Panthers clinched a berth in the Stanley Cup final. Here's what he had to say when he was asked about the historic route the Panthers took to the Stanley Cup final. Again, they knocked off Boston, then Toronto, then Carolina. 350-plus win teams from the regular season. Here's what Eric Staal had to say.
I think for our guys, we just come to play. We love coming to the rink. We love being around each other. We love competing. We've got a group of guys that care a lot for each other and come out just to play the game. We don't really care who it is against, where it's played. We just play. And that's what I think it's been so fun to be alongside this with these guys, because that's the feeling and that's the thought, no matter the situation, no matter the time of the game, no matter what's happening out there. And whoever we got next, we'll be ready to play.
So Eric Staal right there, and with that, we will step aside, folks. Coming up next from NHL Network, Billy Jaffe joins me. He covered the entirety of that Eastern Conference final, so he's seen the Panthers play quite a bit lately, and we'll get his national perspective on the series coming up on the other side of the break. Talk a little bit of potential. potential matchup with the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll see how things go there. I know the Western Conference Final's not over, but history is still very much on the side of Vegas as they took that 3-0 lead. Dallas did reduce it to a 3-1 Vegas lead. We'll see how things play out tonight. But again, Billy Jaffe from NHL Network to talk all things Panthers and more. Coming up on the other side of the break after that, we've got some more sound from the Panthers as they had that media availability back on Thursday as well, the day after they punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers are Stanley Cup Final bound. And again, the series will open up Wednesday or a week from today, Saturday, depending on how things go in the Western Conference Final tonight. FloridaPanthers.com/playoffcentral, your place to go for all the Panthers information as far as the playoffs and the final is concerned. Panthers playoffs presented by our friends at City Furniture. We'll step aside. We'll come back. Billy Jaffe joins me next. Doug Plagans right here with you on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. It's the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. The Panthers on their way to the Stanley Cup Final. They closed out the four-game series sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes back on Wednesday night. Now they just await an opponent for the upcoming Stanley Cup Final. History certainly on the side of the Vegas Golden Knights in this Western Conference Final series as it goes on, but the Dallas Stars were able to fight off elimination and live to fight another day with a win in Game 4. So we'll see how things play out. There is a potential schedule for the Stanley Cup Final, two different scenarios depending on what happens in the next game between Dallas and Vegas. You can find all that. FloridaPanthers.com has all your information as far as the schedule is concerned. And excited to bring on our guest here this segment on the Panthers Insider Show. You can watch NHL Network analyst Billy Jaffe on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup Final, including from FLA Live Arena. He is Billy Jaffe. You see him on NHL Network all throughout the National Hockey League season. Billy, thanks very much for stopping by here this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Doug. I'm good. I'm happy to be home for a couple of days. Enjoy the, I would say the calmness, but it's kind of the chaos of being home for 4 or 5 days and get back on the road for what could be upwards of 17 days. So, you know, always looking forward to this time of year, but, you know, it's good to have a couple of days in between series.
Yeah, good chance to take a breather. And I guess why don't we look at it from that perspective right there? For this Florida Panthers team, obviously they went 7 against Boston in round 1, went right to Toronto there for round 2. I'm sure they're probably, I guess it wouldn't hurt them if the Western Conference Final dragged on a little bit. Probably a good opportunity for them to pick up some rest after that Carolina series we just saw, isn't it, right here?
Yeah, some rest. I mean, look, they can't control it. So the whole rest versus rust thing, it's a moot point because if, you know, if you really want to play, I think what would be the worst scenario, Doug, is if all of a sudden Dallas comes on an epic comeback and they force a game 7 and then Florida's just sitting around for too long. Like that's just, you know, then that would remind me, I believe it was 2003. It was Anaheim and Jersey, like Anaheim. I think they had 9 or 10 days in between games. Mm-hmm. And they could never get going again. They could never ramp up. But a couple of days would be perfect for this Florida team, given how physically they played. I thought they stepped up their game. I know they've been physical all playoffs, but really against Carolina, that they did an excellent job of that. And, you know, I think if the other series goes 5 games, that's perfect for Florida, right? Because then they'd have basically a week in between games. They'd get some rest. They'd have some travel in between. I think that would be the ultimate break. But since they can't control it, I don't think they want to waste their mind, you know, on their brain cells on that.
Couple directions we want to go here. Billy Jaffe, you can catch him on NHL Network, NHL Now, NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup Final, including from FLA Live Arena. And Billy, you mentioned 2003. Want to tie something back to that as well. But just overarching thoughts. You were there covering the entirety of that Eastern Conference Final, the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, obviously doing your work for NHL Network. You were on Sports USA's national radio call as well. So you saw it every step of the way. What were some of the biggest themes you picked up from what this Panthers team was able to do in a very tight series against Carolina, where we did see firsthand how razor thin the margins are, because each game came down to, you know, one goal here and there and big saves here and there.
Yeah. Well, what I saw, you know, firsthand, by you know this too, I do a lot of Bruins games, almost all of them. So I saw that series in its entirety as well. You know, you got to come to understand how strong of a team mindset that this team has. First of all, they really do. I mean, they're in it together. And people might say, well, what, you know, isn't that how it always works? No, it isn't. It isn't. You can tell, though, that this team is playing all for one, one for all. You can tell that they've got a carefreeness to their game as well, which I do think starts at the top with the coaches, you know, obviously with Paul Maurice, but then it permeates through the locker room by the leaders, whether it is Barkov or a Matty Tkachuk or a Bennett or a, you know, Montour. They've got an element of carefreeness to them, Doug, that I think is really important. I do, because anytime, any business you're in, I mean, look, you're no different. I'm no different. When you're uptight and you go on the air, it's a lot different than when you're just feeling it, right? And the words just flow and you're relaxed. It's no different than anybody else goes to their daily job. If they're uptight versus being confident. And that's where I put Florida's just playing with such great purpose. And they're showing their confidence, whether it's on the forecheck, their reloads on the backcheck, their goaltending. It's an air about them right now. And yes, I do think that there's an element of they're playing with house money, pun not intended, if they end up playing the Vegas Golden Knights. But you know what I mean? Like, they weren't supposed to be here. And because of that, they have an all for one, one for all, us against the world mentality. And I think that's awesome. Now, tactically on the ice, forecheck continues to be excellent. Puck pursuit of your first forecheck or second guy taking a ball has been outstanding. It's led to numerous turnovers that lead to either goals or goal opportunities. And I think their physical play has been incredibly noticeable, and their defensive willingness to block shots, kill plays, box out has been excellent too. Those were my big takeaways tactically from that series.
Yeah, doing a lot of the little things. Billy Jaffe here with us, and you can watch NHL Network analyst Billy Jaffe on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup Final, including live from FLA Live Arena. And Billy, you mentioned all those different team attributes there, but Matthew Tkachuk, going back to when he scored the overtime winner in game five of that Bruins series in round one, and then everybody saw the video, he said, you know, remember this dressing room, we're coming back for game seven. And then he's continued to be over a point a game in the playoffs. And then when he did in the Eastern Conference Final, scoring two overtime winners, ending the marathon in game one, getting the game-winning goal with, you know, just seconds remaining in game number four, assisting on the only goal that was scored in game three. He's leading by example. He's saying the right things, obviously. He's embracing the underdog mentality, and he's coming up with big plays, and it seems like it's reverberating throughout the entire team. Just seems like he's got that it factor. I guess, is this just one of those stories in sports where you see a big-time player rising to the occasion in these big moments?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have the right enough superlatives, the right words to describe what he's doing right now, because it's more than just, I know he's not the captain, but, you know, Captain Clutch, you know what I mean? Like, it's unbelievable with what he's doing, because oftentimes, you know, we always say, right, about hockey, Doug, it's the ultimate team sport.
Yep.
But you're getting amazing individual performances from many players, but you got to put him and obviously Bobrovsky at the top of that list. But as far as forwards are concerned, skaters, his presence, his mindset, and it's just at a different level right now. Is this a coming out party for Matthew Tkachuk? I guess in some ways it is, because we know he had over 100 points last year, just like he did this year too. And in itself, that's incredibly impressive, going from one team to another, breaking the 100-point mark in each of those seasons. But this year, the run that he's on in the playoffs, that the team is on, but he is on in particular, has really established him as one of the true stars. Not even just stars, high levels, uber stars in the league. He's not the prettiest player but you know, with regard to skating and stuff, but so what? I mean, it doesn't care. He gets the job done, and that's an understatement. So this is really his, you know, his arrival moment. He is from this moment on, he's going to be known as Matthew Tkachuk, one of the top players in the world. It's just the way it's going to be because of the way that he has shown himself. And, you know, it's one of those things where you watch him play and at times you're like, well, you know, he's not quite quick enough and maybe he doesn't shoot the puck hard enough. And man, he's big and he's physical, but he's not the most physical guy out there. But when it's the sum of the parts or the package, the total package, Doug, when it's all said and done, but it's led by his brain, his hockey sense, and his mental fortitude.
Yeah, he's been putting on a show, it seems like, each and every night here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Billy Jaffe here with us from NHL Network, and another individual, and you touched on him there. You referenced 2003 in a different sense, but what Sergei Bobrovsky's doing right now, people are, you know, when they talk about it in a historical perspective, they're throwing around what J.S. Giguere did back in 20 years ago in that 2003 Stanley Cup playoffs. Of course, the Anaheim Ducks didn't win that year, but J.S. Giguere wound up winning the Conn Smythe because of what he was able to do in net for Anaheim that season. And what Sergei Bobrovsky's doing right now, people are saying that this could be the best display of goaltending we've seen in the playoffs since back then, since 20 years ago. In what you've been able to see, I know with Sergei Bobrovsky, he's such a prepared guy. He's so dedicated to the details of the game. But just when you see the way that he's commanding the position right now, what jumps out at you?
Well, and I had a really good seat in four games down low on the glass watching him. And Freddie Anderson, by the way, Freddie Anderson played pretty good. He did. It's fun to watch both of them. But with regard to Sergei, it's real low, as you and I'm sure all your listeners, fans know. He gets that real low set in the net. And I love... because of his size, right? He's not a 6'4" guy that can step over and look above the crowd. He gets real low. I love how hard he's battled finding pucks. I do. And not only is he finding pucks, but then he's making saves through traffic, and he's gobbling up rebounds like, you know, me at a buffet. It is, you know, gobbling up food, because I love myself a good buffet.
We all do.
Yeah, who doesn't, right? We're broadcasters. Bobrovsky, his buffet of pucks has been gobbled up by him. I love how he has been getting rebounds controlled. I cannot remember maybe more than two where you look at it in that series and you say, well, okay, you know, he would want to do something else with the rebound. And by the way, I felt like in that Boston series, where I know he was coming back from not having played for, what, 3 weeks, Doug? Maybe even more. I don't remember exact.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like his body movement was as fluid. I thought he was outside the post more, and I thought his rebound control was okay at times. Now, I think you write a lot of that off to not being, you know, having been scratched for a while due to the illness and then not having played when Lyon was on the roll. But he has morphed into, or he's gotten back into that rhythm of elite goaltending where pucks hit him, and if there is a rebound, he covers it right away. His battle level has been sublime. His side-to-side movement, again, he's not – I wouldn't call him an overly aggressive goaltender with regard to coming way out of his crease. At least I've seen him pull back in my eyes. I felt like he was middle top of his crease, and that allows for his lateral movement to be so sharp. And he doesn't get outside of his post must right now. In the past, you know, Sergei's overplayed times and pucks have gone through him. They're not going through him at all, Doug. It's really been spectacular to watch. His quickness, cat-like, pun intended, quickness in there has been outstanding. And his reads, reacts, and again, his battle level and finding pucks has been awesome.
Yeah, he's been absolutely something to see here during these playoffs. And that's something we can't overlook here. When he came into the Boston series, I believe he'd gone from something like the 27th of March to the 21st of April, something like that, between starts, and to be able to get right back on this groove like he has, it's been something special. Billy, the Stanley Cup final not set in that we're still waiting for a team to come out of the West. I know Dallas fought off elimination last game, but history
history still very much on the side of the Vegas Golden Knights. In the event that the Panthers' opponent is Vegas, when you look at this team, what stands out the most? I know that's a tough thing to pinpoint, maybe just one or two things, because they are a very deep team. They've got a goaltender who's feeling pretty good about himself. They've got big, heavy defense. They're very well coached by Bruce Cassidy. When you look at that Vegas team, what stands out the most in terms of what kind of an opponent they would be for the Panthers in the Cup Final?
Yeah, their defensive crew. I think it's if they continue to play like they have, is going to be a big challenge. Would be a big challenge for anybody. They're big. They're long. They're more physical. They're, you know, Carolina is big and long, and they got some guys that can skate it. And we know that they love to bring the shots from the point, right, low to high plays, and that was part of their big time hockey DNA. I would say that Vegas' D is more physical. They move pretty well. Petrangelo, Theodore in particular, are guys that jump out. But they got more of a physical edge, and they're going to be more physical in their own zone. And I wonder if you know, they're going to have more wherewithal handling the pressure that the Florida Panthers want to put on the forecheck. Getting Mark Stone back, too, is another thing that jumps out at me. Big, strong, powerful forward, very well conditioned for playoff hockey. I know he has battled significant back injuries for a while, but right now, coming back, I think spending the extra time off in the regular season after getting done with surgeries, he looks really good. He looks really, really good, and I think Dougie's made a significant difference for him. The other thing is, we don't know, you know, Aiden Hill, you mentioned a goaltender is on a roll. He looks very confident. He looks like he's made for the moment. He's handling it just fine right now. What he is come Stanley Cup final, assuming they get there, I guess it's to be determined, Doug. But he's showing that he's in the moment. But I two things that jump out at me, their defensive crew, their team D, and Mark Stone being back in the lineup.
Yeah, they're a good team over there, no doubt about it. And Billy, last thing before we let you get going here, I know you got a jet, but real quick, now that we can look back on it, I think everybody's going to remember Game 1 of the 2023 Eastern Conference Final as one of those marathons, sixth longest game in NHL history. Doesn't even have to be something hockey-related. What was running through your mind as that one carried on?
What was running through my mind? I'll give you a couple of things real quick. I had to continue to change my position on side, so I could have access to either team if they ended up winning the game. That was one thing, and I was trying to find a comfortable position for my feet because my legs were starting to get a little sore by the fourth overtime standing. But that's a me thing. It's funny, you know, that I was getting hungry as heck, so me I started going into my buddies. They had a room, TNT had a room there, and I'm friends with all those guys, and so they had some fruit and candy. I enjoyed that. And the other thing that was going through my mind was, all right, the players, how much are they feeling it? How much are they struggling? But also, I was looking at the officials, and I was watching them, and I know a lot of the referees as well, and I thought the officials did a fantastic job in that game. And I did talk to one of the linesmen afterwards, and he said that the legs were starting to get sore. No cramps, but they were starting to get sore because we tend to forget that those guys don't come off the ice at all. Throughout an entire game, no shifts off for those guys. So those are the things that were going through my mind. But since I'm a food guy, probably me getting hungry was the most the thing that kept going through my head.
That was the one thing not hockey related that also went through my mind. That last intermission of overtime, it dawned on me that it had been a long time since I had a meal that evening. Billy Jaffe here with us. You can watch NHL Network analyst Billy Jaffe on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup Final, including live from FLA Live Arena. Billy, we look forward to seeing you again very soon in person out at the arena, and we thank you very much for stopping by on the show today.
Of course, Doug. Appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. He's Billy Jaffe from NHL Network. You can see him all season long and throughout the playoffs, throughout the final coming up here on NHL Network. Folks, we'll step aside. We'll come back. We've got more of the Panthers Insider Show on the other side of the break. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks to Billy Jaffe for stopping by from NHL Network. Last segment, great to get his perspective on that series. Covered it for NHL Network and Sports USA's national radio broadcast, so he was along for the entire Eastern Conference Final. Doug Plagans here with you. A few more minutes to go here in Panthers Insider and still some voices to hear from. Again, from the media availability back on Thursday, a day after the Panthers punched a ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. Here is Sam Reinhart, who's had a great playoff and, well, throughout his career, some great playoff numbers. Here's Sam Reinhart on where the calmness in the big situations comes from for the Panthers and how they were able to learn as far as what the keys are in that series against Carolina. Here's Sam Reinhart again talking about where that calmness comes from.
Yeah, I think it's just growing. You know, you go through a run like this, and obviously there's a number of big moments that you kind of point back on. And, you know, as guys start to step up and different guys in certain situations, you just get that confidence and that belief in one another that, you know, someone's going to find a play, someone's going to, you know, do something to, you know, keep us going in the right direction. And there's been a lot of that and a lot of that belief, you know, in ourselves that just grows and grows. And, you know, it's a nice thing to see. I think it was just a lot of learning how to play and how to win at this time of the year. You know, I think we had it early in the season. We were all kind of bought in, and then, you know, things happened, and, you know, it was a tough stretch there for a little bit, and we were able to kind of gain that confidence in the systems we were trying to play and execute on a nightly basis. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough thing to turn on. You know, and we were kind of in it for so many months, and, you know, just kind of kept that going. And, you know, obviously that momentum builds and builds. And, you know, we're just looking one day at a time to you know, keep building on that.
Sam Reinhart there, and again, talking about where that calmness comes from and some of the things the Panthers learned over the course of the year, some of the keys to success this time of year. Here's Nick Cousins on what it means to have so many Panthers playing for the Cup for the first time. Does this make it even sweeter?
Yeah, it does, for sure. I think, you know, guys are just excited for the opportunity. I think it was nice to do it on home ice, too, give our fans a little bit of treat. I think the last 2 series we went on the road, so it was a fun building, for sure. The fans were energetic. They were into it. Obviously, nice to see, you know, them on our home ice. And it's nice to see all the boys in the locker room and smile on their face. And, you know, we're not done yet, though.
Nick Cousins there. It was our friend Jameson Olive who asked him that. And again, the Panthers, they have a lot of playoff experience, but a lot of Panthers playing for the Cup for the first time. And again, keep checking FloridaPanthers.com for all the information as far as when the Stanley Cup Final will begin, when the games will be played. All eyes on the Western Conference Final tonight. If Vegas wraps up the series tonight, the Cup Final begins on Wednesday in Vegas. If Dallas wins tonight, the Cup Final begins a week from tonight. Whoever comes out of that series, the Panthers will start the series on the road. So it's either going to be in Vegas or Dallas. Folks, thanks, Billy Chat, for stopping by. Thanks to you for stopping by to tune in. Doug Plagans with you. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.